trust in the Lord. What makes us happy or blessed? Happiness is a magic word which makes the eyes sparkle and the heart beat faster. Yet the question, am I happy, instead of causing solace into one's soul, it brings tears to one's eyes for some people. Reality is no matter what we do, there are always areas of frustrations and conflicts, unfulfilled dreams, unquenchable hunger and thirst. What makes us truly and enduringly happy or blessed? Things? The more we accumulate and have, the happier we will be. Or perhaps what we do? The more we produce and earn, the happier we will be. Or perhaps the trendier or the conformist we are with the times, the happier we will be. Or perhaps mental health, the fewer problems we have and the more carefree we are, the happier we will be. Or perhaps the more we can communicate online or personal, the happier we will be. We all seek happiness passionately. But does everybody find it? Besides, does everybody choose the road leading to it? There is this famous building in the Forbidden City in China called the Palace of Prolonging Happiness. It was begun in 1420 and it remains unfinished to this day, which makes it a fitting monument to the nature of earthly or perishable happiness. Yes, happiness here on earth is always incomplete, fragmentary and episodic, and at times sporadic. That is why poets would compare earthly happiness to a butterfly. The more we pursue it, the more it eludes our grasp. The first Psalm tells us that true happiness or blessing is fulfilling God's purposes in our life. Psalm 1 is classified as a wisdom psalm because it depicts and contrasts dramatically two options for human beings: obedience to the will of the Lord or waywardness. Each choice has corresponding consequences: deep life and prosperity for the dutiful, and lifelessness or unrootedness for the rebellious. Real happiness does not simply happen to us, but we make it happen. That is, having a godly outlook. A godly outlook determines a fruitful outcome. True blessing does not merely come from what we have, but from who and what we are. We are God's chosen people who are precious in His sight and who remain true to our calling as just and good. Enduring joy does not simply derive from what we achieve, but from what we receive. God's gift of Himself, His will and word inscribed in our heart, soul, and being.